Our Place, Episode 578.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're doing all right, I think, aren't we?
Yep.
When was it last time we spoke to you?
It's
2 or 3 weeks ago, isn't it?
3 weeks at least. Not an awful lot happened in that time. You went to Melton Mowbray to do some training on a gadget.
Yep.
15:15.
And my watch knocking me
watching about.
Yep. I did. I went to Melton Mowbray. Still didn't come back with a pork pie. There you go.
No.
That's about the only place I've been out.
Yeah.
Really
for work anyway.
Yeah.
And we went round to your family's for dinner last Saturday.
That's right. And that was really enjoyable.
Last Saturday evening sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
50, 50, 50.
Yeah. I'll be quiet.
What are you doing? You're knocking.
Obviously knocking my watch about.
Very much so.
We went out for a meal on Saturday and that was thoroughly enjoyable with my dad and my sister and her daughter Charlotte and Charlotte's partner James. And that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And me and Angie.
Had nice Chinese.
So we had a Chinese.
They got delivered it, didn't they?
Yeah. Charlotte had to go and get it.
Well, yeah, we'd have had to wait in about 3 hours for delivery. So.
She tried to deliver it about half six, or get it delivered about half, you know, ordered it about half six, and they said they couldn't deliver it till 9:15 or something like that.
But if we went and got it, we could get it.
Yeah, that's right. So she
rang them up about it and they asked them about... connection.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that would be all right. So, that's what she did.
She went and got it. And that was a very nice evening.
Very, very enjoyable evening, that. But that's all the big bits we've done.
That's really about all, isn't it, that we've done. Mm. So that was a very quick catch-up.
We do have a little bit of feedback, don't we?
We do. You can't read it, can you?
Well, I probably could, but I don't know if I need to.
Well, go on then, summarise. From
David Life, isn't it?
From Roger Life, isn't it? Roger.
Roger?
Is it?
Now, don't be awkward and...
you can have a look.
I have to.
Go on then. I thought for some reason it was Roger. Go on, have a look.
Now you've got
this
me.
This is live
this is
messing
not
up now.
What we're meant to be doing.
I thought it was Roger Life, but...
I wanted to keep David Life.
There you are. I was
See, never trust me. See,
David
that
Life.
Was
Where
that was right.
Roger
I don't know why Roger was in my head, but we actually got it about a week ago. Sorry, David.
Yes,
I do apologise.
Yes.
Do you want to summarise it
but
now?
Basically, wishing you a belated happy birthday. So,
yeah. Thank you, David.
And
not Roger.
Congratulating us on our 35 years of anniversary. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
30 years, I believe he says they've got there. Well, congratulations on that too. It's nice when you hear people staying together a long while, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
These days,
yeah.
You hear so much of people splitting up, and I don't know what the latest statistics are. A few years ago, I heard it was 1 in 3 marriages split up.
Something like that. But
partnerships or whatever, anyway. You know, well, it was marriage very popular back then, so it was marriage always back then. But I remember that, David, that you told us about you were a cabinet maker before and you're still doing that, though your blindness is increasing. He was telling us his blindness, and so he's having to be more organised.
Yeah.
Taking more notes.
Yeah.
And flew over the UK, was it last year, and thought of us.
Oh, right.
And last but not least, is still enjoying the podcast.
Good.
So thank you, David.
What we like to hear.
Oh, and the other quip about the gym, because we were talking about app was made, was it, as you say, by Techno Gym?
Yes.
And he said, I wouldn't like a gym that plays only techno music. Yes, they do tend to play music like, well, radio stations a bit like that. The ones you've been in, don't they?
Yeah, they do tend
What's
to play
Odyssey
a lot of
like?
Music. Well, Odyssey, I don't really know because the music is quiet.
Oh, it's quiet. So
I tend to have headphones on.
I know sometimes and, you've been in True Gym when they have news on.
Yeah, but True Gym generally have loud music. But
well, they play different.
Odyssey don't. They,
no, that's better, I think.
Which is good, and it's not intrusive at all by any means. And I just put my own headphones on and have my own musical podcasts on.
So you didn't really notice the style of music?
No, not at all. No, because you can hardly hear it. Yeah. Because it's sort of just in the background, you know.
But so. I don't think you've told them about, because you told them you'd join, but how good the one of the...
No, I haven't told them that.
How good and they were in the gym.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because... So what normally happens is Debbie or Emma before Debbie and whoever takes me round to the machine, help me get it set up, and I get on the machine and figure it out as best I can, or we figure it out as best we can. And Ian, who is actually the boss of he's the company of the gym, the boss of the gym, and he, didn't you know that?
No.
Yes, he's I didn't know it when he came to see me, but afterwards... he introduced me to another chap called Alfie, who was also very good. And Alfie said, "We realised that there was the boss man showing you around." So, anyway, Ian, who is the boss of the gym, absolutely nice bloke, really nice bloke. And he showed me all around the machines that I went on and showed me how to do them. And in some cases, like the weights where you put your arms down and back up, they have a yellow tab, which, of course, is no good to me, which tells you when to, you know, how high to bring your arms or how low to bring your arms down and how high to bring them back up. And where the yellow tab was, he was putting his hands so that as my arms came down, they would brush his hands so that I could feel and then learn from muscle memory how low to go, if you see what I mean. And he was showing me things like that. And also giving us tips on how to use the machines. So that was a thoroughly good experience. And I haven't tried everything that you can do in the My Wellness app either yet, because apparently you can put it close to your machine and program your own machine and things like that. So very interesting. But one day when we got a bit of time, I might try that. But who knows? Anyway, that was a very positive experience of the Odyssey Gym in Stevenage. Really good. And the cardio and my Fitness Pal apps link up to my wellness app, so they all link and share the data about my height and weight and, you know, what workouts I've done and things like that, which is all sent to Google Fit as well. So it's all good stuff. Yeah. So is it? It is a rather techno gym, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I also think, and this is only my theory, literally, so don't quote me on this. If it's a smaller company, then do they have other branches of this gym?
Honestly, don't know.
I'm assuming it's not going to be a big chain like True Gym, or aren't they a chain? I believe they are, aren't they?
Yeah, but I believe Techno Gym is a chain.
Yeah, but that's where the apps... But yeah. Odyssey, if he's the boss, he may be... I mean, I don't know if he's who founded the gym.
No, I don't.
But they may be more passionate if they're a smaller... I don't know.
Well, he certainly seemed very passionate about me getting things right.
Yeah.
And that was really good. And he actually then basically took me around the machines and let Debbie do her own thing that day, you know, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was really pleased
with
that.
That's the kind of gym that's useful, isn't it?
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
And apparently you can have you can have half an hour a month with a personal trainer to talk about your progress if you want to, things like that, which is good. So, yeah.
You also get all sorts of notifications about things that they do in there, don't you? Different classes.
Yes, I had one today. They're doing barbecues.
Barbecue of all things.
£12 each. Then you can go along and eat, you know, have the barbecue.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Not something I would associate with a gym.
No, Vector's lively, by the way.
And they sell all these different, they sell shakes in there, don't they, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They've got a cafe. A cafe, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. They do, and they sell breakfasts.
And of course, they've got a swimming pool.
All kinds of things. They've got a swimming pool. Normally a sauna, but that's not open yet. Because you have to be too close to people.
Well, True Gym had porridge, didn't they? They used to sell porridge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember, because you, one of the guys, Lawrence, who used, was there when you started at True Gym, who was very good, wasn't he? He was one of the best, wasn't he, at True Gym?
Yeah, and then he left.
He left, probably went on to Bigger and Higher, I don't know. Because he was into all the stuff, wasn't he, nutrition and everything. Well, you caught him eating porridge, didn't you?
Yeah. So yeah, that's the.
So that's quite good. It's a positive experience so far, isn't it?
It's my gym experience, yeah. So, anything else?
I don't think so. As I say, nothing much is happening really.
No, I have one announcement to make. I had an email today to confirm it as well. We are now on Amazon Podcasts, which means people who listen to Amazon or Audible can listen to us. On the Audible app, you can search for Our Place on there and listen to the podcast, I believe. Certainly, that's what the email appears to say anyway. I've just got to find out how to put listen buttons on there so people listen on Amazon and things like that. Because you can do that on your website as well. So, yeah, people can listen on the Amazon platform now as well. They're all doing podcasts.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Yes. So, yeah, that's that. Anyway, are we done with general chat at the moment?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do a demo of the Victor Reader Trek today, but elements of it weren't behaving as I expected them to behave. So I'm going to have to do a bit more research as to what I was doing wrong and come back next week or next time we do a podcast and do a proper demo of the Trek and that's Vector, by the way, going absolutely. Is he stuck?
I don't know what's the matter with him. What's he gone with?
He's going absolutely balmy. This is you heard this here live, folks.
Ooh. He just stood on the cable.
Yeah, he's just doing a wheel spin.
Well, he wasn't even doing that, has he? He's not standing on that bit of cable.
What a mad thing.
A little bit of cable along the shelf where things are connected up and he sort of gets a bit stuck on that.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying?
About that you need to do the research.
Yeah, see where I'm going wrong and see why it wasn't letting me do anything but explore. It wouldn't let me search for some reason, do things like that. So I want to come back and do a more meaningful demo of the GPS functions of the Trek. So I think that's about it for today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It is very short, but there's not much, as I say, not a lot going on.
No.
It would have been longer if we could have got this to all work as we wanted it to. Would have been about another 10 minutes, wouldn't it, on there?
Yes. So
yeah, never mind. These things are sent to try us.
Well, it's my fault for not making sure it worked before I did the demo.
Yes, but it had worked, because when we went away, you were able to put in some
That's right. I put in postcodes and things like that.
Well, I don't know if you put postcodes.
Yeah, I did coming back.
Coming back, you were.
Yeah. So we know it works. But
then what are you going to put in as a route? Because you're not going to do a route, are you?
No, we're not going to do a route, but we can put a route in and have it start instructing and show people what it does, things like that.
What you really need is to do a route and go on a route.
Yeah.
Either in a car or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Something. Yeah. But I don't know. Anyway,
Anyway, well, I ain't going to do that because whatever addresses I want to go, I don't want to publish.
No.
Those addresses, so I'm not going to do that. But anyway, I think that's going to do it for today.
Yes, I think so.
A rather muddled podcast.
Yeah, it is a bit. It's becoming a little bit muddled, yes.
Yeah.
But so, it's Saturday, so,
So I'm going to remind you all that you can write to us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Go to the website, www.ourplace-podcast.info, to find out everything about the podcast, how to subscribe, how to unsubscribe, and all of that kind of stuff. You can go on the episodes link and find all the episodes and read the show notes and all kinds of things like that. And of course, you know, if you want a Dropbox folder that you can put MP3s in to record for the podcast, I'll be quite happy to give you a folder so that you can drop in your own files. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we will see you next time.